Welcome to another edition of Slice Your Asian Half. This is the show where we help you live better, stronger, thinner, and happier. I am Dr. David Matto, and it's great to have you back with me for what is going to be, I guarantee, a really fantastic program today. I'm going to be traveling over the next week or so, and you know, traveling is it's tough. It wears you out. I'm going to be traveling to Las Vegas for one of the large seminars that we do, and I don't know. You know, I'm 6'2", and getting on a plane and being cramped up in a seat for 5 hours or so is not healthy. There's nothing good about that. There's not. It's not fun, and it's not healthy. And so I'm not looking forward to the travel part, but I'm looking forward to the speaking part, being in front of a bunch of great people. And that's always it's always a great thing when you can help people from the stage and speak to a group and really you know, get emotional over the whole thing and just really have a great time. But when I'm on the plane, I don't eat any food they give me on the plane at all. You know, I travel Southwest generally because Southwest Baltimore. I come from I live in Baltimore. It's my home base, and we got a really big Southwest hub here. And Southwest, I really like. It's a great airline, but you know, as far as the food they serve, that, you know, you're basically getting peanuts and some junk snack food, which I never eat any of that at all. So when I travel, I always carry my own food. I carry like a little bag. It's kind of like a plastic, one of those plastic shopping bags. Not the kind you get in the grocery store, but you go to like one of these clothing stores, and you know, it's kind of like a nice, higher quality plastic shopping bag, small. But I always keep that filled with certain types of foods for traveling. I'll give you an idea of some of the things that are in my bag, and this really helps me. And not only when I'm traveling, but sometimes I just keep it in the car if I'm hungry. It helps me stay away from just junk food places when I get the urge when I'm hungry. I will never go into a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Wendy's or anything like that. I've told you that before. But traveling on the plane, here's what I put in the bag. Generally, I'll put some rice crackers, some almond butter. They come in the little, I love the Jason's almond butter that comes in the little foil packets. About 99 cents a packet for a thing of almond butter. And you know, there's no waste. You just put the whole thing on a cracker and you eat it. It's a great snack. I bring some nuts. I usually carry almonds, macadamia nuts with me. Sometimes a little, like a gluten-free roll or something like that. Just something to you know, 'cause like I've told you, I eat six meals a day. I'm always eating. I'm not going to sit on a plane or travel in a car or however I'm getting somewhere and not eat. My metabolism is set for six meals a day, and I make sure I get it in no matter what I'm doing. So so I'll be traveling, and that's, you know, it's going to be fun, but a lot of planning has to go into that, because you can't just, again, I just don't get on a plane and hope for the best as far as food goes. But anyway, let's get back to the purpose of this program this evening. And of course, the title of my program is Slice Your Age in Half. Now, what does that mean exactly? Does it mean if you are 46 years old, I'm going to get you to be 23 years old? No, it's not exactly what it means. I can't do it. I wish I could. Believe me, I wish I had those kind of powers, but I can't really do that. But slice your age in half means that you're going to feel younger, maybe half your age. You may feel half your age. You're going to feel younger. You're going to live better. You're going to be stronger, thinner, and happier than you've ever been in your life. You know, it's not just about eating. It's not just about exercise. But it's an entire lifestyle. And I've got some really cool things to share with you today. You know, again, this is not a program where just eat better and exercise. See you later. No, there's a lot more, because I could do that in 5 minutes. I could probably do it in 3 minutes. There's a lot more involved in this slice your age in half lifestyle. And you're going to find out today some of the things that I do that are beyond eating and beyond exercise that really will help your life and hopefully make you feel a lot younger and look a lot younger. And it's not about it's not a beauty contest. We're not here. We're not recommending that, we're doing this just so you look younger. You know, you could have plastic surgery if you want to do that. No, it's looking and feeling better than you ever have in your entire life, feeling stronger, feeling that you can do things that you couldn't do 10, 15, 20 years ago. I feel that way. I'm doing things now that I could not do. I'm 58. Oh, I hate to admit it. I hate to admit it, but I am. Before this program came along, I was actually 116, and I sliced my age in half, and now I'm 58. No, but I can do things now, seriously, I can do things now better than when I was half my age, when I was 29. There's no question about it. I feel better. I feel like I'm in much better shape than I was when I was half my age now, age 29. There's no question about it. And also, a little bit later in the program, we're going to be having a special guest stop by to do a scream. This is going to be an amazing scream. You want to stick with it and hear this because it's going to be a kind of a special scream. Well, they're all special, but this is going to be a scream that you don't want to miss. So a couple weeks ago, I took a group. Actually, my wife Yoko and I took a group of four other people to backpack in Grand Canyon. And as if you're a frequent listener, you know, you already know, if you know me also, Grand Canyon is one of my favorite places on the planet. It's not only is it beautiful, but it's just, it's a place that just gives me so much peace. And the hiking and the backpacking there is just, it's unlike anything you could ever experience anywhere else. That's a guarantee from me. So we did a 4-day backpacking trip, and there's no such thing as an easy hike in the Grand Canyon because it's desert environment. There's a lot of ups and downs. I mean, the first day when you're hiking, you're starting up on the rim, on the south rim generally, and you're hiking down into this tremendous hole in the earth. And it's about a 1 mile vertical drop when you're standing up high on the rim and looking down to the Colorado River, which is the thing that kind of carved the Grand Canyon. It is 1 mile deep. It's just amazing. Words can't describe how beautiful this is. But just imagine putting a 40 or 45 pound pack on your back and hiking down to get to the 1 mile vertical, to get down 1 mile deep. It takes about 7 to 9 miles of actual hiking. So in other words, you don't just step off the rim and drop down 1 mile. You have to go on these trails that kind of wind around, but it's all beautiful. But another reason I love hiking in the Grand Canyon is because it's a definite workout. It is a physical workout like you've never had before. And so we took these four beginners. I want to say beginners because none of them had ever hiked in the Grand Canyon before. I think two of them had never even been to the Grand Canyon before. But anyway, one was a kind of a seasoned backpacker, and the other three had never backpacked at all. So there was a lot of training involved, and we had to make sure that everybody on this trip was well trained to do this. You can't just step off the rim with a 40-pound pack on your back and expect that over the next 4 days you're going to be able to do this. You got to train. You got to train to do it. But let me tell you something. We had four absolutely gorgeous days, not only weather-wise, but hiking, the beauty, the photography, the camaraderie, the conversation on the trail, it's the eating, the cooking our meals. It was just an incredible, beautiful trip. Now, I backpack in the Grand Canyon probably about twice a year, generally average about twice a year. And again, one of the reasons I really like doing it is because it takes training. So I have to hold myself accountable to be in the shape I've got to be in to go on this trip. And so did the other four people that we took. They had to be accountable to us and to the rest of the group. They knew they had to be. So they were. It's almost like they were forced to train over several months, which, again, puts your body in great shape. So I want to get back to doing some fairly extreme exercise type activities over the year. And this is why I like to do it. So I like to backpack in Grand Canyon a couple times a year. I also like to run marathons, and I try to run 2 marathons per year. Now, again, I've said this before, you do not have to run a marathon, nor do you have to backpack in Grand Canyon. Both of those are pretty extreme. But I just want to, I'm trying to paint a picture of why I do this, not only because I love it, but I try to do different activities that are pretty extreme all year long because, again, it forces me to train. If I know I've got a marathon coming up in 2 or 3 months, I better get my butt out on the road and make sure I'm in decent shape to do it, or I'm going to fail. I'm not going to be able to finish the marathon. So knowing that I've got something on the calendar is really good for me because it forces me to get out there and make sure I'm in good shape. Now, when you spread these out all year round, and I like to mix it up. Like, I'm not doing marathons all year round. I'm doing a couple marathons here and there. I'm going to the Grand Canyon. I'm maybe going skiing, which you have to, you know, exercise different muscles for that. So when you spread these out all year round, you have to train for it. So my goal and what I've been able to achieve over the last few years is I am always ready because of my training and because of my activities on my calendar. I'm always ready to backpack in Grand Canyon, to run a marathon, to run a half marathon. I mean, I could get out there tomorrow morning and run a half marathon if I had to. And I haven't run, well, I ran a marathon a few weeks ago. I did. So that's a little bit unfair, but I think any day of the week I could get out there and run a half marathon without any problem at all. And without being sore afterwards or without being tired afterwards. Now, remember, I'm not fast. I'm not one of these people that is in the top 10% or top 20%. You know something? I'm not even in the top 75% of the finishers. I'm towards the back. I'm slow, and I'm very proud of being slow. And because I've been slow for all these years, I've avoided injury, I've avoided burnout, and I just keep it going. So kind of keep that in mind. Pick a few really cool activities that you would like to do. It doesn't have to be the same things I do. Could be a 50-mile bike ride. Could be a 20-mile bike ride. Could be anything you want. But when you pick an activity and put it on your calendar, you're going to be forced to train for that and get to the level that you need to be to complete that activity. That's why I really like this. So let's go back to some things I promised you right at the very beginning. I talk a little bit more about lifestyle because there's some things I like to do or that I've found out that really work for me that I'm able to slice my age in half. And again, what I'm trying to say is slicing my age in half is just feeling younger, feeling like I'm not stressed, because stress makes you feel old. Stress takes a terrible toll on your body and ages you. So when you take stress away or out of your life, you are going to be younger. You're going to feel younger. You're going to look younger. You're not going to have this tenseness and anxious lifestyle that causes premature aging and disease. So just a couple of the things I'll share with you. Try your best to have a relaxing lifestyle. What does that mean? Well, certain things. One thing I can kind of think of right off the top of my head, and I used to be guilty of this when I was younger. When I'd be driving my car on the road, I'd be, trying to drive fast everywhere, and I'd be one of those guys. I wasn't really aggressive, but I was kind of a fast driver. And if somebody was in front of me that was slow, I'd kind of get a little bit upset and want to pass them, and then it gets stressful, and you can feel your blood pressure going up. So I don't know when it was. It was years ago. I decided that it's not worth it. When you're driving, and we all spend probably a decent amount of time driving in a car, which is a machine, and it's dangerous. And if you're anxious, and if you're not really driving right, or if you're driving recklessly. So what I did, I decided years ago that I am going to be just a relaxed driver. You know, even if I get somewhere a minute or 2 minutes or 5 minutes a little later than I would have, I'm going to be relaxed behind the wheel. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to be stressed out over myself or over other drivers. And I'll tell you something, when I did that, it made such a difference in the way I feel, not only driving, but it kind of carried over to the rest of my life. I just don't let things bother me anymore. I mean, I'm a human being. I'm not perfect, but I try not to let these everyday occurrences that stress a lot of people out, I just don't let them bother me anymore. But let's get back to the road for a second. Let's get back to driving. I was just driving home the other day from my office, and there was a guy that was tailing the heck out of me. I mean, I think he was practically on my bumper. Now, I was on a road near my home that has about a 30 mile an hour speed limit. And so it's kind of a slow moving rural road. And not only that, there's frequently a policeman there with a speed trap because people tend to drive really fast on this road near my house. So I've decided I'm not going to take any chances. First of all, I don't want to get a ticket. And I don't want to break the speed limit there because it's not worth it. So I decided whenever I'm on this road or any road, I'm going to stick as close to the speed limit as I possibly can. Now, come on, I go a few miles over the limit like anybody else, but I try to do the best I can, especially knowing there's a good chance there's going to be a policeman there writing me a ticket if I'm going too fast. So there was a guy tailing me, and in the old days, I probably would have. Who knows what I would have done? I would have maybe rolled down my window and given him some kind of horrible gesture or maybe try to play some games with him. Who knows what I would have done? Maybe sometimes I would have felt pressure enough to speed up because this guy's on my tail. And if I don't go faster, he's going to be really upset. But you know something? I didn't care. I just did not care what this guy thought of me. I'm confident enough with myself that I don't have to worry about what another driver thinks of my driving or of me. So I just went the exact speed that I would go if nobody else were on the road. And I just felt very comfortable doing it. And I could tell he was getting upset. And when I made my left turn towards my house, you know, he just put his foot on the gas and sped away. And you know something? Maybe he got a ticket. Who knows? But I don't even care. It just doesn't worry me anymore. I'm not concerned about somebody else being aggressive. And you know, you get these people that are weaving in and out of traffic and changing lanes and cutting you off. I just don't do anything anymore. I don't give anybody any dirty looks. I don't get upset. I don't get anxious. I don't get angry. It's not worth it. I read this statistic the other day. I can't remember the number, but it's an amazing amount of people that die on the road every year from road rage. And I guess that comes from either like actually getting into accidents, hitting somebody, hitting something, or plane getting into a fight, a fist fight or worse with somebody that you ticked off or they ticked you off. It's hey people, friends, it's not worth it. Promise me today that when you're driving or when you're doing like anything in life, don't let other people upset you. If you're at a restaurant and there's somebody really loud at the next table or a baby crying or you're getting, it's horrible service, or don't let things get you upset anymore. Just take it in stride, because if you let it get upset, you know, nobody's perfect and there's always going to be things that are happening in your life like that. And if you get upset every time, you're going to be stressed. It's going to age you prematurely and you're going to get sick. There's no question about it. So again, just don't be angry. Don't be angry. They say, don't worry, be happy, that old song. Don't worry, be happy. Take it from whoever did that song. It really does work. Let me get back into, before I get back into what I was going to talk about, something else that really helps me relax and cut my age in half and really feel younger and look younger than I really am is the morning ritual. And again, I know I've talked about this before, but I feel so strongly about this. I want to share it with you again. You know, I do a few things in the morning that just kind of set the stage for a beautiful day. And I think everything is connected. Everything, you know, you don't just do one thing, but I just talked about being relaxed when you're driving in a car and not getting into road rage or not being anxious. Well, when you start your day with a morning ritual, maybe the way I do, it helps relax you for the entire day. So basically, I get up in the morning in plenty of time. I mean, I don't set my alarm for 5 minutes before I've got to leave the house. So I get up in plenty of time, sometimes a couple hours before I've got to even do anything at all. So it's great to be able to relax. So I get up, I feed my cats. Before I make breakfast, I generally sit down. If it's cold out, if it's winter time or fall, a lot of times I'll have a fire going in the fireplace. It's actually, we have a pellet stove, and I really like that because not only is it economical, it's a great way to heat a house, but it's really, really relaxing and almost like self-hypnotic. So I sit myself down in front of this fireplace on a comfortable cushion, kind of like in like a yoga pose, and I just meditate for a little while. And meditation can be just very simple, just kind of breathing in, breathing out, and just trying to empty your mind, empty your brain from any thoughts. Just kind of just being in the moment and not thinking about anything else. And when you do that, especially with a nice fire going in front of you and also maybe some really relaxing meditative music, It is a great way to start the day. And I'll tell you, even if you only have 5 to 10 minutes to do it, I would try it, because I will tell you, you'll find your days, for some reason, things will just go right every day. Your days, you know, no longer will you be saying, oh, you know, I'm having a lousy day. Thank God it's Friday. I hate Mondays. You won't be saying those things anymore, because every day will be a fantastic day for you when you start off your day with a morning ritual that might start with a little bit of meditation or relaxation or maybe some simple yoga poses or some stretching, or maybe you're very spiritual or maybe even religious and you want to do some praying. Whatever you want to do, it's just a great time, I found, to have this morning ritual. And like I've told you before, I love taking a hot bath in the morning. It's just another way to relax, and it does not have to be sitting in a bathtub for a half an hour. You know, and I know everybody's busy and you don't have that much time, but if you could spend 5 to 10 minutes meditating, stretching, relaxing, and then maybe another 5 to 10 minutes in a hot bath, I'll tell you something, you're going to have a great day. I promise you, your day is going to be good. Every day will be good. I mean, look, you know, can every day be good? No, every day can't be great, because things happen. We live our lives. We're human beings. We interact with other people, family members, friends, and pets, and things happen. So can every day be perfect? No. But can every day be really good or close to perfect? Yeah, I think so. I think they can be. I'm doing it myself, and I'm not really any different than any of you that are listening to this. I don't have any kind of special powers. I wasn't born with any magical, mystical, or supernatural powers at all. I'm like a regular guy who just kind of figured this stuff out. I figured it out. I wasn't always like this. I've been through the same kind of stuff that you have all been through. Stressed out, no time to do anything. Upset, angry, anxious. I've been through all that, but I figured out how to get that out of my life. And I really have. I've really gotten it all out of my life. So I have Glenn in the studio with me today. Glenn, how's it going?
Great. I feel really good, Dave.
Hey, what brings you here today?
Well, you know, I'm here to do my scream.
You're here to do your scream. Well, tell me what you're going to scream about. What have you done?
Well, I just got back from the Grand Canyon trip, and I got to tell you, it was amazing. I had a fantastic time, but it was a great challenge for me. And, you know, I went in, you know, we worked really hard to get prepared for that, mentally prepared and physically prepared, and I had exactly the hike I thought I was going to have, and that was tremendous.
Okay, so let's back up for 1 second. Glenn, how old are you?
I'm 50 years old.
You just hiked how many miles in the Grand Canyon?
About 30 miles.
30 miles in Grand Canyon. Now, anybody that has ever done any kind of desert hiking or Grand Canyon hiking knows that 30 miles hiking in the Grand Canyon, how heavy was your pack?
41 pounds.
41 pounds. It's not like taking a walk on a sidewalk or on a main street somewhere. It is, it's pretty serious. I mean, you're going downhills, uphills. It's not easy hiking. So congratulations, 50 years old, hiked 30 miles in the Grand Canyon with 41 pound pack. What did you have to do to get ready for this? What did you do to train?
Well, Dave, I think you know, a hike like this is as much a physical preparation as it is a mental preparation. It's really a mental game. You've got to make sure that you have the right things, not anything more, anything less that you need. But you've also got to prepare your body. You know, I've done these kinds of trips in the past where all I did was try to lose some weight and didn't really do any conditioning. And this trip, I made sure that I really worked on leg strength and overall body strength, because you don't realize when you're using those trek poles, your arms have to be ready to go. Your legs definitely have to be ready to go. The first day, we did 7 miles going down, and it wasn't so much the steepness, it was just the constant down, 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 every single step for 6 hours, and that takes a toll. So you have to be ready that way, and you have to really think through everything you're going to bring and everything you're going to eat.
Glenn, you're a 50-year-old guy. What do you do for a living?
I'm in commercial real estate.
Commercial real estate. So it's that's pretty competitive, pretty tough job. You're probably on
stressful.
The road quite a bit, stressful. Why did you decide to take a week off, or 4 or 5 days off, and backpack in the Grand Canyon? Why that?
I love to do that type of thing. You know, I not only is it competitive and it's stressful, but it's also very sedentary. I sit at my desk a lot. I'm on email a lot. I'm on conference calls a lot. I'm in the car a lot, driving around with clients. And so to be able to get completely outside of that environment and do something that's just so physical and it's just so basic, your bubble shrinks to just the immediate surroundings, and it's all about just getting through the day and surviving, and it's a great challenge, and it's a tremendous amount of fun.
So in real life, though, what kind of shape are you? And are you a marathon runner? Do you train every day to do something? Where are you in real life?
Okay, in real life, I'm 6 feet tall, and for the most of the last 20 years, I've probably bounced between 260 and 280. I've been as high as almost 300 pounds. But my thing that I love to do is I love to go hiking. And, you know, we live here in a place where there's a lot of trails in the area. So I do a lot of that. I mean, I probably should be at the gym more or doing gym type things more often to work on cross training. But I just love to go out and hike. And so the aspect of just being on the trail for long periods of time, that was the easy part. Of course, when you're out there and you're also carrying your pack and doing the tent, that all, of course, is an additional dimension to the whole thing. But I just love the challenge of it.
Did you make out okay? Well, I was there with you, so
yeah,
I know you
well,
made out
you
okay.
know I did all right. I mean, I had, as I said earlier, I had exactly the hike I thought I was going to have. I knew that day one, going down all day, 7 miles down a trail, was going to be tough for me because the downhills are tough. My right knee started to give me some trouble, and even though I had a great pair of boots that I really love and had broken them in, I ended up having a little problem. My toes were banging into the front, so that was a little uncomfortable. But my right knee, muscularly, was giving me a little trouble. I don't have arthritis or anything like that. Fortunately, we had someone on the trip who was able to attend to it, do a little massage therapy there. But I made it. All I had to do was take a few breaks and pace myself. And I knew that was going to happen. So we made it.
Are you going to do it again?
I'm going to do it again. I'm absolutely going to do it again. And I think I would like to, I know exactly how I want to prepare for it. And I want to go rim to rim to rim this time.
Oh, cool. Cool. Rim to rim to rim is an amazing, now, you know, that's a lot of miles and a lot of days.
That's right.
You know that you're ready for that.
Absolutely. I will be.
You will be ready.
I'm not ready for it today.
Okay.
But I know what I need to do.
What else do you do? Do you to keep yourself in shape when you're not hiking, when you're not hiking the Grand Canyon? What do you do on a weekly basis?
Well, you know, I'm really paying a lot of attention right now to how I'm eating. I'm trying to be better about that. You know, I've got a long way to go. At one point a few years ago, I woke up on a New Year's Day about 7 years ago, and I was almost 300 pounds. And I knew that it was time for a change. And so I started very slowly but surely losing a little bit of weight at a time, and kind of plateaued recently. But trying to, you know, keep up with that. As I said, I do a lot of hiking. I've got a mountain bike that I finally pulled out of the dust a summer ago, and started doing a little bit of trail riding. But I need to have it put into the shop because one of the cables broke. But that's just a setback. I've done some kayaking in the past, which is a tremendous upper body exercise and also a core exercise because you're really using everything there. I have a gym membership. I really don't get there as often as I'd like to. But going on this trip made me realize, hey, you know, if I can do this with just that little preparation, just imagine what I could accomplish, you know.
What do you have to say to anybody out there that might be listening to the program that's, you know, maybe they want to do something, they know they could be healthier, they're maybe sitting on the sofa watching a little bit too much TV, eating too much, but they know they have it in them to get out and do something. What should they do?
They just should do it. Just get up, get off that sofa. You know, you had a caller recently that talked about she had two kids and two jobs and what was she going to do. Well, you know what? My child, my youngest, is 11 years old, and she would ask me, Daddy, I want to go to the park and play. And I would say, well, I was going to go do this hike, or I was going to do this other thing. Well, we started going together to the and playing together, and that's a very physical activity. We play wall ball. She has this fantastic game. It's sort of like handball, and it's all upper body, and it's all core because you're constantly, you know, sliding back and forth trying to get the ball. So, yeah. Even that, I say, you know what, that if that's my exercise today, that's my exercise for today. Even if it's just taking a walk, even if it's just taking the stairs instead of the elevator. You know, right now I'm just trying to find every little thing that I can do.
Love it. That's fun. Great job, Glenn. Are you ready for your scream? You ready?
I'm ready. Okay.
Glenn, 50 years old, hiked 30 miles in the Grand Canyon, desert conditions, up and down hills, with a 41-pound pack on his back. Glenn, let's hear your scream.
I'm 50, I'm fat, but when you see me in the canyon again, I'll be going rim to rim to rim.
Yeah, good stuff, Glenn. Thank you very much for coming to the studio today. Great.
What a great scream. How cool was that?
I love it. Love it. By the way, if you would like to come into the studio here and do a scream live with me, I welcome you. I welcome you. I want you to do it. Anything you've done in your life to help slice your age in half or make yourself better, you deserve. You should be able to scream this. You should be able to scream it out. And I'd like you to do it in my studio here. If you can't make it into the studio, we can do it on the phone sometimes. But live is certainly better, if at all possible. Just reach me on Facebook. Facebook, I'm David Matto, or send me an email at rundrdave@gmail.com. That's RUNDRDAVE. rundrdave@gmail.com. Tell me what you want to scream about, and we will get you into the studio here. Don't just show up. Don't just knock on my door here at the studio and just say I'm ready to scream. No, you got to make an appointment. We got to schedule it out. But I'd love to have you. I'd love to have you here because the more people on this planet that I can get screaming that they've either sliced their age in half or they've accomplished something, they've run a marathon, they've walked 5 miles and they can never do that before, they lost a certain amount of weight. I want to get everybody on this planet screaming that they've got a great life. That's my goal, and I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to do it. So hopefully we'll get you in the studio. And I'll tell you something. Wow, time goes fast when you're having a great time, I hope you're enjoying these programs as much as I am because I love helping you. Not only if you want to scream, but if you have any kind of question you ever want to ask me, feel free just to get me on Facebook or email me, rundrdave@gmail.com. I'm going to answer questions on the program here. I'll do whatever it takes to make sure you are living the absolute best life you possibly can, and we are all going to be slicing our age in half. So this puts another episode of Slice Your Age in Half into the record books. I am Dr. David Matto. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode. Until then, please, I want you to live your best life possible. Do it. I know you can do it.